The start of the legislative session in Juneau means more than lawmakers returning to the Capitol. Lobbyists will be returning as well. The picture of a cigar-chomping, glad-handing lobbyist is no longer an accurate one, according to consultant Clive Thomas. Thomas has made a career out of studying political advocacy, a self-styled political junkie. Thomas has spent about 3 decades researching and writing about interest groups. He also teaches the basics of lobbying in workshops like the one he just completed in Anchorage. With this year's state legislature about to convene, a good many municipal advocates and community service nonprofits are thinking about how to convince lawmakers to support their projects. But success on that score could be like gazing into a crystal ball, Thomas says.
When you operate in politics, you operate with very minimal information, and you're always operating about something that's going to happen in the future that you can't predict. And so the only way that you can survive is by dealing with people that you can trust, or that you can trust their information.
He says, contrary to popular perception, the most important tool in a lobbyist's arsenal is trust. Thomas says that lobbying is the art of getting what you want, and that takes tremendous know-how and lots of people skills.
Really, you've got to understand about human beings and how to deal with them in this political situation. And there are personalities.
Thomas's workshop was attended almost exclusively by those representing city administrations and small organizations. Attendee Steve Hicks said federal funding sources are drying up. Hicks heads the nonprofit Alaska Association of Conservation Districts. AACD works with the state on natural resource and agricultural issues, but is not a state-funded agency. Hicks says he's seeing lobbyists now in a new light.
They're actually more of an educator. They help the legislators determine what are good projects and not, because they can be succinct. And they also not only just point out the good things, they can also point out the bad, because one of the things when they develop their trust with the legislator, they have to know what might come up and hit them from behind and be prepared for all things. So I think it was a real good eye-opener for a lot of us.
With weighty issues like the Coastal Management Plan and oil tax legislation bound to be on the front burner this legislative session, smaller concerns will have to speak up to be heard. Thomas says lobbying is part of the political process.
Basically, it's about being an effective citizen and how to sort of organize yourself for what we might call lobbying, which is kind of a dirty word, but it's an important word in our society, protected by the First Amendment of the Constitution. So what I'm trying to do is help people to understand the way that the process works in Juneau and then organize to get their point over.
Thomas says his workshops help people form a plan, and that is essential. The key, he says, is making lawmakers want to help you. Although the political atmosphere can be intimidating, Thomas stresses that lawmakers are very busy people who don't get paid very well. His advice: learn how to communicate your message briefly.